Welcome to the new LifeSpring Family Audio Bible, episode 194. I'm your host, Steve Webb. Today is Friday, the last day of our week, and we'll read Psalms 108 and 109 from the New English Translation. Let's begin. Psalms chapter 108. I am determined, O God. I will sing and praise you with my whole heart. Awake, O stringed instrument and harp. I will wake up at dawn. I will give you thanks before the nations, O Lord. I will sing praises to you before foreigners. For your loyal love extends beyond the sky, and your faithfulness reaches the clouds. Rise up above the sky, O God. May your splendor cover the whole earth. Deliver by your power and answer me, so that the ones you love may be safe. God has spoken in his sanctuary, I will triumph, I will parcel out Shechem, the valley of Succoth I will measure off. Gilead belongs to me, as does Manasseh. Ephraim is my helmet, Judah my royal scepter. Moab is my washbasin. I will make Edom serve me. I will shout out in triumph over Philistia. Who will lead me into the fortified city? Who will bring me to Edom? Have you not rejected us, O God? O God, you do not go into battle with our enemies. Give us help against the enemy, for any help men might offer is futile. By God's power we will conquer. He will trample down our enemies. Psalms chapter 109. O God, whom I praise, do not ignore me, for they say cruel and deceptive things to me. They lie to me. They surround me and say hateful things. They attack me for no reason. They repay my love with accusations, but I continue to pray. They repay me evil for good and hate for love. Appoint an evil man to testify against him. May an accuser stand at his right side. When he is judged, he will be found guilty. Then his prayer will be regarded as sinful. May his days be few. May another take his job. May his children be fatherless and his wife a widow. May his children roam around begging, asking for handouts as they leave their ruined home. May the creditor seize all he owns. May strangers loot his property. May no one show him kindness. May no one have compassion on his fatherless children. May his descendants be cut off. May the memory of him be wiped out by the time the next generation arrives. May his ancestors' sins be remembered by the Lord. May his mother's sin not be forgotten. May the Lord be constantly aware of them and cut off the memory of his children from the earth. For he never bothered to show kindness. He harassed and oppressed the needy and killed the disheartened. He loved to curse others, so those curses have come upon him. He had no desire to bless anyone, so he has experienced no blessings. He made cursing a way of life, so curses poured into his stomach like water and seeped into his bones like oil. May a curse attach itself to him like a garment one puts on or a belt one wears continually. May the Lord repay my accusers in this way, those who say evil things about me. O Sovereign Lord, intervene on my behalf for the sake of your reputation. Because your loyal love is good, deliver me, for I am oppressed and needy, and my heart beats violently within me. I am fading away like a shadow at the end of the day. I am shaken off like a locust. I am so starved my knees shake. I have turned into skin and bones. I am disdained by them. When they see me, they shake their heads. Help me, O Lord my God. Because you are faithful to me, deliver me. Then they will realize this is your work and that you, Lord, have accomplished it. They curse, but you will bless. When they attack, they will be humiliated, but your servant will rejoice. My accusers will be covered with shame and draped in humiliation as if it were a robe. I will thank the Lord profusely. In the middle of a crowd I will praise him, because he stands at the right hand of the needy to deliver him from those who threaten his life. May God bless the reading of his word. Have you ever been falsely accused, attacked? I have, and it hurts. The human part of us wants to strike back, but then we remember what Jesus said in his Sermon on the Mount in Matthew 5:38 and 39. He said, "You have heard that it was said, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. But I say to you, do not resist the evildoer. But whoever strikes you on the right cheek, turn the other to him as well." And then also Paul said in Romans 12, verses 19 through 21, "Do not avenge yourselves, dear friends, but give place to God's wrath, for it is written, 'Vengeance is mine, I will repay,' says the Lord. Rather, if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he is thirsty, give him a drink. For in doing this, you will be heaping burning coals on his head. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. But then, if we're falsely accused of something, and we're known as believers, as Christians, false accusations can sometimes not only give us personally a bad name, but the cause of Christ as well." Here in Psalm 109, David calls upon God to deal harshly with those who accused him falsely. And in verse 21 he says, "O Sovereign Lord, intervene on my behalf for the sake of your reputation." My friend, when we're falsely accused, the way I see it, according to Scripture, we're not to strike back. We're to respond with kindness and pray that God comes to our defense. David asked God to deal harshly with evildoers, for David and for God's reputation. We don't have to just take it and say to ourselves, "Well, I know I haven't done wrong, it is what it is." No, God is our rock and our defender. Ask Him to deal with the evildoers, and if His name is being slandered because of lies being told about us, ask God to intervene. We are not the world's doormat. We belong to the King. Since it's Friday, this is the last time I'll remind you that my book, Webb's Easy Bible Names Pronunciation Guide, is going up in price. From now until February 1st, 2015, you can have this fantastic Bible study resource for just $5.99. Every name in the Bible, with every spelling from every English translation, is in there. Nearly 7,600 entries. Do you trip over those long names like Pachareth Hazabam? You won't when this book is in your virtual library. No more embarrassment when you read in public. No more skimming over them in your own personal quiet time. The price goes up on Sunday, February 1st. Get the book now while it's only $5.99. The price is going up to $19.99 on February 1st. Is the LifeSpring Family Audio Bible important in your life? Do you enjoy it? You can show your support by picking up a copy of the book. The benefit is you'll always be able to pronounce any name in the Bible, and you'll know that you're helping to support me as I produce this podcast for you. Head over to EasyBibleNamesGuide.com and get your copy now. EasyBibleNamesGuide.com. If you'd like to write to me with a comment or a question, my address is steve@lifespringmedia.com. LifespringMedia.com is the home of all the LifeSpring Media podcasts and where you can easily subscribe to any or all of them. There's an email list there that you can sign up for, and then you'll be notified whenever there's a new episode or get other news from LifeSpring Media HQ. I'm glad you're a part of the LifeSpring family. It means a lot to me that you spend time with me every day as we read God's Word together. I don't take this privilege for granted. Thank you. I'll see you Monday. Have a great weekend. Until then, may God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb. Bye.